Parshas Vayechi. Vayechi starts off, Yankov is in Eretz Mitzrayim, Shvas Reishona, Vayhi Yimei Yaakov Shnei Chayv Sheva Shona Varbim Umas Shona. They speak out, the Baal Tosin, who make the Cheshbonis of the Gematrius, that Vayechi is Gematria 34, being Maramis to the fact that Yaakov really Norga left, he only lived 34 years of his life. 17 with Yosef before, and 17 after he found Yosef.
Oh, wow.
Those were the best of his life. So that's the 34. 17, that's the Vayechi of the 34. The Dasakenim says it, that the first 17 years of his life, Yosef's life, Yaakov fed Yosef, and now the last 17 years, Yosef paid Yaakov back. Okay, very nice.
Wow.
Okay, Simno Yotcha Tachas Yerech. He did it or he didn't do it? Yaakov Avinu, Yosef, the Zun Yosef, Bishlam, Baliezer, and Avram. Fine, so Avram is telling his Eved that he's got to do it, so Mestame, he did it. But Yosef, to his father, is he really going to do it or not? So there's Taka Machlokes Rishonim. Whether he did or not, some say yes, some say no. There is the Evan Ezra, who says that actually, it doesn't mean what it seems it means. It really means that they used to. The Gurari says in the name of Evan Ezra that what was shot was the Evan used to put his hand down on a chair, right? Like the kids play the tricks on the other kids, right? Put your hand, sit down on the hand. But that's what it was. They put their hand on the chair, and then the Odin sat on it. It was like a showing up. I am over you. I am your master. That's what it was. It wasn't with the Mila, a totally different shot, not the Pashim shot, the way Chazal usually learn. But therefore, so good. So Yosef did this also. What's the big deal? Is it also to show that Yaakov showing that I am over you, and that is what happens over here. The Chizkuni says that whether on this kavan or not, but Zoislev Nibbi Yisrael Dugmas Kieskov, whatever it was, this was in the form of like a handshake, right? We say in Tarsadarm also Gamanasab, it's Kieskov. It means the handshake as like a formal business agreement. So to whatever this was exactly, this was like a business agreement in those days of that you were Taka going to do it. Okay.
I never thought of it as a design, but I guess so.
It's not called the Beseder, it's a Chefzah Shal Mitzvah, but Eliezer of Avram, fine. But Lamai, good. Okay, so that's the Shai of the Rishay. Very nice. Okay. So he says, do me a Chesed Shal Emes, right? Chesed Shal Emes. So Rashi says, because you don't expect anything back. I, Lamai, say Yankiv gave him Shechem. Give him a present. He gave him a whole city. Right? That's where Kever Yosef is. The Rav says, "No, Yosef didn't know it when he was accepting it that was going to come. You see from the Seder Psukim that it comes soon. It wasn't yet that he gave it to him." Panech Raza says that it means a thing that the world calls Chesed Shel Emes, but in Echonami Yosef over here is getting something. The Taz says that he did it Shalem Nasakab Pras. Yes, he was aware of it, but he was not focused on it. That was not his focus at all, and it did not come up. Why did Yosef have to keep his Shvua? Usually pretty famous. Yaakov, had he married Rachel Leah, the Chazhena, other things like that. The Ramban is of the opinion that in Chutz La'aretz, the Avos didn't have to keep the Torah. Only in Eretz Yisrael. So what's going on? This was in Chutz La'aretz. So the Chida says, from the Mari Zevi, I guess he's an early Achron Rishon, that the Ramban is only pshat when you plan on returning to Eretz Yisrael. You plan on returning to the main part of Eretz Yisrael while you're, quote-unquote, taking your break in Chutz La'aretz, then Yutaka don't have to be Mekayim. But if this is your place, you're not just going to drop the Torah. Then you have to Mekayim it. That's why you have to be Mekayim it. The Mishlam El Chavin Yenezer said that anything that's Mitzad HaSeichel, a person has to be Mekayim. So therefore, Mitzad HaSeichel, you give your word, you have to keep it. That's another reason that he would have to keep it. Well, it happens to be that the Ramban says by the Mice of Shechem, whole machlekes with the Rambam, yeah, kill the city, not kill the city, set up dinim. The Ramban says that what goes into Shevem Tzmeinayach as din is really anything, any law of the land, any make sense law that they talk to go ahead and make. That can include, yeah, Well, right. But what does dinim include? Ramban says, like, for instance, if you're a paid watchman and these type of things, if they could make sense to line up with the Torah, and they would, or things like that, they would definitely be nachal. But yes, I do think there is also something that it could be. Okay, anyways, have to keep mitzvahs. Maseichel could be right about that. Okay. So they tell Yosef, Hine Avicha Chayla, that Yaakov, your father, is sick. Right? So we know, famous Chazal, that Yaakov Avinu asked to get sick as a up ahead so someone can know that his time is coming towards the end and he can prepare properly. As they talk to Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, not only that, he continues to say that, I'm sorry, that he says that that's why we say l'chai, or in other words, gesundheit, or bless you, when someone sneezes, because the sneezing used to be a simon of hachu, sneeze, and that's it. And, wife's uncles have a whole funny back and forth about what went on exactly. The hills, Rebbe Hill, Hilly Hill, what went on exactly? Far Yaakov Avinu, how it went. Huh? Oh, Baruch Hashem. Oh, okay, no, it wasn't yet. Yeah, a kapano, exactly how it looked. I don't know if it was the regular sneeze like we have, and that's it. He blew his brains out with it. Whatever it was, a kapano Yaakov Davin. Fine. How come Avram and Yitzchak didn't daven for this? So the Shach Al Torah, who is not the Shach, there's another Shach, I think Talmud Arizal or something like that, says Yaakov is the end of a Gilgal of Adam. And therefore, Adam brought Misan to the world. And people, until him, people used to just sneeze and die. And people used to blame Adam that, oh, look at this terrible thing. Mamish, no warning, sneeze, die. Therefore, Yaakov davened that people should get sick before, so there should be some warning. And maybe they could do tshuva and get themselves better. So now it's their fault. Now it's their fault. There was a, I think someone said, maybe with Rabbi Rochum or something like that. Oh, Nebuchadnezzar was old and he died. Rochum said, no, he died because of chet. Any person dies because of chet. So therefore, Yaakov was saying, hey, now it'll be the person's fault. It won't be Adam's fault anymore. Well, Maisa, they asked the Kasha, Avram, we know, got sick. And Yishmael also got sick. So the Riva answers that Enochanami from a personal caused thing, then it's possible to get sick. Avram was a chayla because of the Mila. Yishmael was a chayla because he didn't have enough water to drink. But the concept of the body slowly letting its way out, that is what Yaakov Avinu was being mechadesh. Dasakenim anyway says in Vayera that we know that the Yishmael got sick because Sarah was a chnisa ayin hara into Yishmael, and that's what caused him to die. So that also could be out of the realm and wouldn't be included. Jumping to the end of the parasha a second to address something here at the beginning of the parasha. At the end of the parasha, says that they're carrying Yaakov Avinu, and they make like almost a whole shiva. They call it Avil Kaved, and then they continue on to Maaseh Machpelah. What happened? What was that? How's their shiva already? What's going on? So, the Rav, the Bar Tanur in Nazir, says as follows. Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel says that Yaakov Avinu was really buried in Mitzrayim. He says to Yosef, "Unzosaini mi Mitzrayim, not just not carry me from Mitzrayim, carry me from Mitzrayim itself." Says the Rav, from here you learn that you have to take Gimel Tfachim Shal Adam, that the three Tfachim of dirt surrounding a person, if you're moving a kever, then you got to take that as well. Saying, bury me, take the dirt with me, and then Ukvartani b'kvorasam. Then move my kever to the Maaseh Machpelah. You want to know why they didn't say shiva right then? Good shiloh, but at least that answers why there could be such a concept of the shiva. There already really was a burial. A burial is mechayiv the shiva to come.
We do that now with the Gimel Tfachim.
What? I believe so. There's even a svaratid. I mean, Yaakovino probably didn't deteriorate at all, but it says because Gimel Tfachim is where a person is shaykh to that he deteriorated into that. So Millie, you're really taking what might be him along. So anyways, but fine. So we don't know why they didn't do it in Mitzrayim, but why this minute? Because perhaps not all of them were going Vayter, and we know that the halacha is that once someone decides that we're not going Vayter, then on them already is Chal Shiva if they're giving it over to other people. That In other words, if certain people didn't go all the way, for instance, let's say Yosef, I don't know, let's say Alt Kavan Melch, whatever it was, let's say Yosef didn't go all the way to Maris HaMachpelah, he stopped once they got into Eretz Yisrael by this Aval Kaved, and he gave it over to other people, that is already a Chiyuv Shiva. That's the whole thing with America, Eretz Yisrael, if someone... That's the Pashtus. But if you would say that maybe not everyone continued and they gave it over, then it could be that's why there was this sense of Shiva already with America, Eretz Yisrael. People who send off with some siblings to Eretz Yisrael already, generally, the psak that I've heard is that they start Shiva in America here already as long as they gave it over. I have heard there are stories, not that they do wait, whatever it is. Even though there are people still waiting here in America not going weiter?
Yeah, the people start, but the Shiva ends when the other...
Okay, that's already interesting. You know, but I thought I might have heard someone, another story that for some reason, no, the people in America also waited to Eretz Yisrael. But I'll call upon him, right. What? You're saying that the Sinamal accepted once they give it off?
Yeah.
Right, okay, fine. So I'll call upon him, that's what it... Yeah. So that's what it could be that someone. They started and then. Right. Exactly.
You were finished before. No, I finished. Because you shut
up. Oh, so anyways. No, and anyways, Rav David, you're saying that everyone will wait for them. That's interesting.
Not that you wait. You might have like.
Right. Okay, three reasons why Yaakov Avinu did not want to be buried in Mitzrayim. One, so they wouldn't make him into an Eloiah, into a god. Two, because of Makas Kinim. This is Agav Mavur and there's a whole schmooze whether any of the makas affected Klal Yisrael or not. This is a very controversial. Evan Ezra says that the first three makas did go to Klal Yisrael, but it didn't bother them. There's a chesed. Well, we'll get to it. Shmoy Zveira. Akoponim, I think it's... I'm sorry, I didn't have a chance to look it up. I believe it's Pirush Shnayis Rambam that none of the makas went to Klal Yisrael except for Kinim. It didn't bother them, but it was around them. That's how it would have been around Yaakov Avinu. That's out there. And then the third reason is out Gilgal Mechilas. So you shouldn't have to roll to Eretz Yisrael. Boss.
That they get up a little bit earlier.
Oh, that's what we're saying. This is Gilgal Mechilas.
Gilgal is the Tsar Gilgal. There's another one that they get up earlier.
Okay, I hear. So that would stim with what we're saying right now. So what's Pshat? What's Pshat Gilgal Mechilas? Because you're going to get there as what? It's Hashem. We're not talking about you're getting there 20 minutes later. We're not talking about you're getting there 9 hours later. Yeah. With Hashem, it's a split second later.
Okay.
Yeah, Nur David, her too. Yeah, it's a split second later, Mistama. So what? So Yaakov Avinu is worried about a split second? I mean, what's the big deal? He has to make Yosef a Shvua. Why is he making Yosef a Shvua? Because maybe against Pare. Pare's going to be Mavato. They're worried. Taka Pare tries him. It's only because Yosef and Pare have to deal with the 70 languages that don't mess each other. They go. Everyone maybe wants to kill them, but then they all take off their crowns and put it up by the urn. A whole schlep. Just because of a split second? Why are we asking this question? We're asking this question because Nirfar Staten is Vosh Zimayis HaMashiach. One split second of Yimayis HaMashiach to be up earlier? We don't understand what that is. If we would understand what one split second of Yimayis HaMashiach is, we wouldn't have asked the Shaykh. Yimayis HaMashiach is Alts. It's Alts. And it's not even, right? We don't care about the kings. What does the Rambam say? To be able to learn Torah, Normal, Haruyig, to have that one split second. I Vosh Zimayis, what's today? Today, you have a chavrusa. So good. Your chavrusa makes a bris. Fine. He misses 2-3 days. Good. But he knows when you're making a bar mitzvah, you're missing 2-3 days. So there's always, you're always moving. There's always where to make it up. No one's ever, whatever. It's good. It's for simchis. But no one's ever falling behind. But for then, for nitzchis. You are losing that split second and you'll always be behind in your Yimayis HaMashiach. Where such a thing merum is. Says, everyone's gonna be embarrassed from the chuppah of his friend. That each time Chacham sees, oh wow, oy vey, mamish, I feel so bad. My friend's chuppah is bigger, he gets more covered. Whatever that means exactly, why are they worried about that? But similar thing, you're never gonna be able to get that split second back that you lost. And that is what. No, suddenly, okay. Very stuck. Oh. That's as far as Gilgal Mechilas. Okay, that's the Kanim. Hinei Avicha Choyla. Yeah, Yaakov Avinu is sick. So we know that. The Gaon says, the Vilna Gaon says that Hine is Gematria 60. Yeah, hey, non, hey. Yosef is a Ben Gil of Yaakov. Yeah, that we know. Kibenz Kunim Hula, you're right. He was Mamish Doimitim. And that someone visiting a sick helps remove sickness for him is really only by a Ben Giloi. And how much does he remove? He removes the 60th. So Yosef came, he removed the 60th of Yaakov's sickness. That's why Yitzchazik Yisrael Vayeshal Amita is able to sit up now. Hamita is Gematria 59. In other words, that went down the 160th, as Azazak the Vilna Gaon, that's why he's able to sit up. Hinei Avicha Chayla.
What's
Ben Gilo? Ben Gilo, the same, born in the same mazel, have very similar characteristics. So definitely Yaakov Yosef, they equate very strongly. I don't know necessarily if they were born they were born the same time, but the same idea. We say okay, why isn't Yosef aware of this? Right, the parsha seems to read straight, but this was Yaakov calls Yosef at one point, and then later on is when they're getting actual sick and let's go. Why isn't Yosef aware? He's not by Yaakov once every day, a week, a month. Hello, what's going on? Zok the Dasakanim, Yosef did not know because he did not want to be alone with Yaakov in a way that Yaakov would finally say to him, Bini, Nu Zogmir, Voskishen, Allah the Yara, where were you? Where were you? And Yosef would have been forced to tell him, he can't ignore Yaakov. And then Yaakov would have been mad at the Shvatim. He would have cursed him. And then it would have been Nechra of Olam. It would have been goodbye the entire felt. So therefore, Yosef, and as much as you have to know, Yaakov reading Krishma, he had Gagum, he didn't have Gagum. Pshat, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, he turned it to Shema, to Hashem, away from Yosef, whatever it is. Yosef HaKaponim cried on his father and had the emotions. Even so, this kicked out his emotions. This very strong stance that he's not going to let his brothers be fashemt, kicked out Yosef's emotions and he stayed away. Another Vilna Gaon, it says that Ephraim and Menashe, Al Shem Achem Yikar B'Nachal Asam, all their brothers' names, they should be called with the Nachla. The Vilna Gaon said, he had a daughter that her children were dying. And when she got pregnant the next time, she went to the Gaon to Davin. And the Gaon said, you should give the new child the second name of the previous child. Give him a new name, but the second name should be a name of the previous child, and then to school that he shouldn't die. That's Al Shem Achem. Call on the brothers' names, and then you call Benachalosam. In other words, then they will be around and called Benachla, and they will live. That's what the Vilna Gaon said. It worked for her, and I know this was a maisa used in yeshiva by Ritzi Kaplan. Also, Nebuch, the young man who lost a kid, a 3-year-old, meningitis, Leilenu, and the next kid, this is what they did, that they gave the second name, the name of the original first child. Right, Yaakov Avinu buries Rachel b'derech Ephras hi beis lochem. I mean, Lamaisa, why did he bury her there? Okay, good, we know the famous Medrash Chazal, that Klal Yisrael is going to be able to daven there, fine, but come on, he couldn't give her a little more covet, bury her in a proper place, a city, something. So, Reb Itzla said that, he has to question, I'm sorry, he didn't ask this question necessarily, but in other words, the question we asked, we know all the Rosh Yeshiva of Ponovich, they have a whole special chelka in the cemetery in Ponovich that they bury there. Why don't they bring it? None of them are interested in going to Yerushalayim, to Har Zeisim. So, Reb Itzla said that, what? Har Zeisim? Yeah. People don't want to be buried there anymore because it's very hard to get there with the Arabs. So, yeah, I mean, it's not that much room, but there's still room. Much more than Har Menuchas. So he said that coming from the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to bring someone to Eretz Yisrael and then take them wherever you want. But if someone dies in Eretz Yisrael, you got to bury them right there. So therefore, Rachel died there, you're not allowed to move her. It's the same thing with all the people in Bnei Brak. Anyone from Bnei Brak, they hear going to Yerushalayim, it might be a shayla if it's allowed. Because they died there, they have to be buried there. It's only coming from America, from Chutz Lartz. Now one can decide where they want to go. But that's why Yaakov had to bury Rachel there. Why is Yaakov telling Yosef this now? Now, you could say he's trying to bring out the good graces to get this going, but Lamaisa, It sounds like he's being mechadish this to him now. By the way, you should know, please, this is why I did this. Why didn't he tell him all those years ago? Zokter Baruch Soloveitchik, a major yisoid. Miderech HaChinuch. If you know you're something right, you're doing something right, and there's no necessarily reason to tell the child, don't tell the kid. There's no reason. He doesn't have to know now. Now was Negea that Yosef's going to think, oh, my father didn't bury my mother on the way, and he wants me to schlep him all the way. He couldn't get him two more blocks. So now he had to explain. Now was Negea to explain. If a father's doing something right, he doesn't have to explain. That is, the best chinuch is what kids see. That's how the briskers themselves, they grew up with that.
When the kid sees and ask a question, you don't
have to
answer.
Okay, so you have to know. But definitely the best chinuch is by what they see it's themselves. If you act like you're doing something right and go with the confidence, then that is the best way to go about it. Yaakov Avinu has Menashe and Ephraim switched. Yaakov crosses his hands, and then Yosef says, what's going on? Loi Kainavi. They asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, you're not allowed to be say to your father. You're not a contradictory father. How could he say this? How could he say Loi Kainavi? It's not so. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky answered from the rugged shover, that's only when you're being chaylik misvara. Your father thinks logically one way, and you say, nay, that's not the logic's not good, the logic should be like this, then that's a problem. But Metzias, if your father says it's day and it's really night, you're allowed to say, by the way, no, it's actually night. So here, Yosef thought that Yaakov was mixed up, so Yosef is coming to tell him the Metzias. The Rashbam, the Riva, are Masbir. Leikain Avi, in other words, you might think that I brought them to you wrong and therefore you crossed your hands. No, you should, he's not contradicting him. So you should know I brought them in a way already switched for you. And even so, Yaakov was telling Yosef that no, I knew. But in other words, that's why he's not contradicting. He was just saying, oh, you're wrong. I'm saying you thought that I put them incorrectly because I brought them on my right. No, you should know I put them on your right. That's why it's not contradicting. Why Ephraim and Menashe? Yisimcha lekim k'Ephraim and Menashe, and that became the mode of bracha for all of Klal Yisrael. We know. It says, "Also Yisimcha lekim k'Avraham, Yisimcha lekim k'Yitzchak." There was a zazach. So why don't we use this? So Reb Shlomo Bloch says, because normal the doiras go down, and here you see that Ephraim and Menashe were able to go up, and were able to go like a dar before them, and become like shvatim themselves. So that's a chiddush, so we want to give that kid, that bracha to our kids. Some say, because they grew up in the Tumah Mitzrayim, it's still the word tzaddikim. So what better bracha for Klal Yisrael, who, even the first base of Mikdash, they say that they knew it wasn't going to last, it wasn't the spitz. So forever and ever, Klal Yisrael knew, until Mashiach comes, they're going to be dealing with the ghost. So that's how we bench our kids, that they should be holding by that level. And another one says, these are the first brothers that the Torah says that there was no friction between Cain Hevel, Yaakov Esav, Bechulu. Now finally over here, you find Yosef and his brothers. You finally see over here that these are the first brothers that were together. You see even, right, Menashe Ephraim switched. No hard feelings. No hard feelings about it. That's why we bench that they should be like that. A similar kibbut avshail of what we were mentioning before. Hey, Osvah, Gidol Lechem, Gemar Pesachim, Daf Navav says that Yaakov Avinu was choshesh them. He wanted to say his mom Mashiach, and then it went away from them. So he said to them, what's going on? Maybe Shem it's Psul Yesh Bochem. They said, no, Shema Yisrael, Shem Alkein Hashem Echad. No, Shema Yisrael, listen Yisrael, right? Your name is Yisrael, right? Listen Yisrael, Hashem Alkein Hashem Echad. No, we have one God, Chasrom, we're not Taveris. And then he said, Baruch Shem, Yaakov Avinu said, Baruch Shem, Kvay Mokhus Elam Poet. How are they allowed to say Shema Yisrael? It's their father's name. I'm not asking how they said Shema Yisrael and davening every day. I don't know what they said davening every day. But especially since it's this response to Yaakov, how are they allowed to say it? So the Shalah answers that the name, perhaps if this would have been his name always, but we know, we see the Torah switches back and forth, Yaakov and Yisrael. Where does it use the name Yisrael? It uses the name Yisrael where it's trying to say a name of Srara Memshala, like he beat the Malach and an upliftedness. So the name itself is a name of Shvach, so that's why they would be allowed to say it. Wow. Reb Chaim Kanievsky answered that they really said Shema Avinu. The Torah is saying that it's translating it for Shema Yisrael. This is similar to in Kiddushin Lamed Alfam Beis that there's a Maturah Gemon that, right, we know that the Rosh Hashiva always, by the Shir in Gemara, he would say his memra, but he didn't have such a loud voice. And then an amira, a sayer, a zogger, would say it out so everyone could hear. So a matur gemon, exactly. So the Rosh Hashiva said it, would say to the person, by the way, my father said this over. The matur gemon wouldn't say, my father said this over. He said, echvesish, avod shmul, whatever it is, said as follows. So therefore, similar concept like we're saying over here. Kshmaka Rogachover says like this, that Yosef says to Haroi, Avi Hishpiani, Lamer, Hinir, Nochimes, Bekir Asher Karisili. Yeah, my father made me promise before I died that in the kever which I dug, bury me. What does that say at all?
It makes no sense because Rachel was buried. Somewhere else.
Yeah.
Say he dug that one, but Abraham and Yitzhak were buried where he was buried, and that was already dug open.
Right, but what does that mean? He dug his kever. Normally, we don't dig our own grave. He dug other graves in his life, but seemingly he didn't dig his own. Secondly, it says that they returned from Likbaris Aviv, Achri Kavaris Aviv, burying the father after they buried their father. What's going on? So answers the Rogachover that there's a halacha that if you have two people walking together, a chashav one and a not so chashav one, the more chashav one walks on the right side, the less chashav one walks on the left. If you have three, then obviously the most chashav is in the middle. The right side is number two, the left side is number three. Therefore, what happened? Avram got buried. Yaakov brings, many years ago, Yaakov brings Yitzchak to be buried. Where should he bury him? He should bury him on Avram's left. Leave Avram on the right, and Yitzchak, who's the less chashav, on the left. Now Yaakov comes to be buried. Now you have three people. What do? You leave Avram in the middle, but now you have to put the more chashav of the last two, you have to put them on the right side. So that's why Yitzchak gets moved to a new kever. And now Yaakov gets buried in the kever, which he had previously dug for his father. Yitzchak ends up being his own kever. So that's what it means that I that bury me in the one that I buried.
How did he know that he was superior to his father?
No.
Since he gets buried to the right, how did he know he was a more chashuv?
No. In other words, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Avram's the most chashuv, then Yitzchak, then Yaakov. So they buried them as such accordingly in the correct places of where you would put a numbers 1, 2, 3.
Oh,
yeah, that's what
I thought you were saying that Avraham was in the middle and that Yaakov was to his right.
No, that's what would Yitzchak is right now on his left. That's why they had to move him to Avram's right in order to put Yaakov over here, where he had put Yitzchak. Yeah.
Wait, so now Avraham's in the middle, Yitzhak is
on the right, and Yaakov's on the left, yes. Okay, the famous story with the following happened with this Shiloh. They say there's a Chazal that says that Tchis Mason will start from the Masamach Pela. So they once checked it up on computer to find out where it is, and they couldn't find where it is. Where this Chazal is, that Tchis Mason is going to start from the Masamach Pela. They asked Ruchaim Kanievsky, right, on the way from Kohel Chazanish to his house, it's only a few steps. So they asked him when he walked outside, where's this Chazal? He walked a little bit, not in Bavli. He walked a little bit more, it's not in Yerushalmi. Walked a little bit more, it's not over here. Until he said, finally, there's a tikune zayir, depending what girsa you have, oizvav, that could be what it's referring to. That's it. It was said on this Maimar Chazal. It says in the...
That's where they were last chased out from.
The
ghoul is going to come
over
there.
That's why... Where the Aser Sashvatim?
Yeah. The goal, yeah, they were traced out. That's why a lot of the buildings, the chapter, all buried.
Ein Zvas and the
My grandfather
wanted all the very fine. I hear.
My mother. Yeah.
That's where the last fight is in the goal. All the armies are supposed to come down.
All the armies come down there. Russia, America, all come down to fight the Jews.
Uh-huh.
In Galil?
In Galil.
Where's Galil?
Kinsley? Northern Eretz Yisrael.
The Kinneret.
It says Yosef's Misa in this week's Parsha. It says Yosef's Misa next week's Parsha. Why does it repeat it? Not only that, the Shvatim's Misa doesn't mention this Parsha. It says the next week's Parsha. What's going on? So Yosef, we know Bereishis is the Sefer HaAvis. It's the beginning of the Bria, the Avis. Shemais is the Sefer Abonim. That's where you have the actual Shiva Mitzrayim, the Geula from it, like the Ramban says, until they came to Mishkan. Beautiful, very nice. So why is Yosef in Bo's farm? Because Yosef had a Chatzi Din Av. We know he was supposed to have 12 Shvatim. Only because the Ma'aseh with Eishes Potiphar, that's why he lost 10 of them. But he had two. He had a Ephraim Rashi. He had a Shtikl Din Av also. He also has a Shtikl Din Ben. And therefore it puts him in Bo's farm. It could be. That's why also it seems like he's taking care of the brothers all the time. He had the Bechaira.
Sorry. Yosef was first to last.
He was first to die. But it repeats, it says in both parshas. So the Yayiv, it's in Brachas, yeah, Daf Yayimi, when it'll be coming up, I think it's in Daf Chavav, Tfilas HaShachar. So the Gemara is saying that what are the Tfilas Mesukin Keneged, the Karbonis, or Keneged, what the Avos, what was Yosef Mesakin if he's an Av? It's like the Maritz Chiyos, he's Mesakin Mosuf, that I'm all you say, I'm all you don't. Someone to Yosef, if that is a chatzi av, chatzi ben. Excuse me, second, as a sort tefillah. The brothers come to Yosef after the burial, and they say, they command to Yosef. They don't say, they send a shliach, vaitzav Yosef lemar. Avichat tziva lifnei Moshe lemar. Our father commanded before he died, saying. Right, so they said lamer already, and now they're saying lamer again. Say to Yosef, Ana sana pesha achecha, uphold the sin of your brothers, v'chatosim kirog malucha, please have mercy on them. Yosef says, don't worry about it, it's good. They lied. Yaakovinu never said this. Hagufa, the Gemara in Yevamis learns from here that it's mutzal l'shadus b'pnei ha'shalim. So it's not called lying. But what does that mean? What does that mean, Lamaisa? So the Aruch Liner explains as follows. He explains as follows. When is it mutter to say something that has a mashmayis possible lie, but also possible truth? That is what you're allowed to do. In other words, as follows. They said, Avicha tziva lifnei moise lemar. Our father said before he died, saying. Now, let's work with the truth for a minute. He did say things before he died. And he said whatever he said. And then, continuing with the truth, now, Yosef, new statement, Kai Saimrili Yosef, because they might be commanding a shliach over here, say to Yosef, Ana sana pesha hecha, please have rachmanus. They never said that Yaakov said it. Because they said the lamer, they split it. But they bedafka put the two statements together to appear as if Yaakov said it, so maybe Yosef would hear it and get a little more scared and be a little more for sure that he's going to deal with them in a kind way. That is what's mutter. That is what's mutter l'shamas b'nei ha'shalom. Mutter l'shamas b'nei ha'shalom does not mean it's mutter to go straight out and lie. It means it's mutter to say truth that's what Yaakov did. That's what Yaakov did to Yitzchak, right? Ani, what's it called? Esav bin Chabichar, right? Exactly. I am who I am. Esav, same thing. Same type of thing. It's Mishtama, what he wants Yitzchak to hear, but Avanda, he's not saying any lie. So that answers that up. Okay, last thing. Yisachar Chamar Garem. He deals with the Pekel. Said there's obviously on Torah that it looks like it's a gross shvera pekel, yeah, like everyone's been saying the last couple of weeks. Tafyoimi, it looks like it's a shvera pekel, the entire thing, I mean, during the brachas. Yisachar chamar gerim, he's like a donkey, rivets ben mishpasayim, who crouches, what's the brach over here? He's like a donkey that the pekel, the package, seems like it's a big thing at first, but he realizes it doesn't bother him. Wherever he is, he could just sit down. He sees Vayar Menucha Kitoiv. He sees it's nice, it's Shane. That starts Kino Ema Vayitz Shechmai Lisbon. And then he sees that he's Taka able to do it and go weiter. And that's also with the acceptance of the Torah. A guten Shabbos.